You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Foodstuffs, in response to nationwide concerns about the price of groceries, has announced a 10% price cut on its 110 most commonly purchased items. This announcement mirrors a recent price freeze that was imposed in the last week by Foodstuffs' competitor Countdown on its own essential products. I spoke to John Duffy, the chief executive of Consumer NZ, about Foodstuffs' announcement, what it will mean for consumers, and what it tells us about the current state of competition in the New Zealand supermarket industry. I began by asking him how substantial the discount will be for New Zealand consumers.
Look, it will have an impact. It's certainly a difficult time for consumers at the supermarkets. So any relief that the supermarkets can offer, I'm sure, will be well received. I guess the bigger issue we have here is, although Foodstuffs is tweaking prices and has the ability to do that, I guess the two other questions that spring to mind are why has it taken so long for this to happen, and what happens when these price freezes end? What will prices do?
How would you say this announcement compares to Foodstuffs' competitor Countdown's recent price freeze? And what do these two actions say about competition in the New Zealand supermarket space?
Well, I think Foodstuffs has done a better job than Countdown, to be frank. But also Foodstuffs has had the benefit of Countdown rolling theirs out and then, you know, having a week observing how those Countdown price freezes were observed and reacted to before, you know, launching their own one. So, you know, with Countdown, they included a much bigger range of products, but a lot of those products were things like herbs and spices, alcohol, desserts, and kind of luxury foods like smoked salmon and stuffed olives and things like that, that, you know, for struggling families just trying to put the basics on the table, you know, those discounts aren't particularly relevant. Foodstuffs has targeted staples a lot more, so they're to be congratulated for that. In terms of what it says about the state of competition in the market, well, to be honest, you know, we need to be concerned if the only thing putting downward pressure on prices is some bad publicity that the supermarkets are getting. That suggests to me that competition is not working as it should, because typically, competitors undercutting each other or competing on service would be what you would expect in a competitive market.
Do you believe that these actions will substantially alleviate consumers' concerns around the cost of groceries? Or do you think they function maybe more as marketing ploys to possibly take attention away from industry regulation efforts?
Oh, well, the timing is very interesting. So the Minister of Commerce and Consumer Affairs is set to make a decision on regulation in the supermarket industry at the end of this month. We've got MB already working on a range of regulatory interventions in the supermarket sector. So I guess generating some goodwill doesn't go amiss from the supermarket's perspective. Having said that, anything that eases prices for consumers at the supermarket has to be helpful. The period of time that this is set to last, 3 months, I think, what will happen at the end of that 3 months, we don't know.
What further actions would be necessary to affect the cost of living for New Zealand consumers, in your opinion?
Well, the profits that the supermarkets are making, so an extra $1 million over and above what they should be making a day, is one of the factors that is contributing to the cost of living, you know, specifically the cost of food that, you know, makes up the broader cost of living. So if we can eliminate the ability for supermarkets to make super normal profits, that is going to help. And that's going to help in the long term as well, even when we don't have, you know, extraordinary inflationary pressures outside what's in the supermarket's control coming to bear on the economy. So we are strong advocates for increased competition in the market, which is why we're currently running a petition at consumer.org.nz urging the Minister of Commerce and Consumer Affairs to do more to make, you know, take strong action to introduce competition into the supermarket industry. And we'd really appreciate further support from your listeners if they're keen to sign.
You mentioned before that the only thing putting downwards price pressure on prices in New Zealand is bad publicity at the moment. How could this be addressed, and what would more competition in the market do for New Zealand consumers?
Well, we think the best intervention the government could make in the supermarket sector is at the wholesale level. So, you know, what we really need is for new entrants to come into the market and set up competing supermarkets with Foodstuffs and Woolworths, and undercut them on price, offer better service so that consumers are attracted to those other supermarkets, and then it forces Foodstuffs and Woolworths to sharpen their pencil, offer better prices and better service. We're not going to get any entrant into the market unless they can secure supply. And Foodstuffs and Woolworths also have the wholesale level of the market wrapped up. So either opening up their supply through a regulatory regime, forcing them to supply competitors, or we've also suggested the state entering with a state-sponsored supermarket wholesaling business would be a good way to attract further entrants into the market and introduce that level of competition. And without it, we will continue to pay high prices and we'll continue to see the supermarkets making supernormal profits.
That was John Duffy from Consumer NZ speaking about Foodstuffs' cut to the prices of its essential groceries. If you are interested, you can submit to Consumer NZ's petition on introducing competition to the industry at consumer.org.nz.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.